listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250
ABC CD Green Bay. Jim Ryan.
And always streaming on the Civic
it's
Media
up to
app.
The Senate now. House lawmakers voted last night to suspend the debt into 2025. The deal would allow the government to keep borrowing to pay for things like Social Security and military salaries.
Is it everything I wanted? No. But sitting with one House, with a Democratic Senate, and a Democratic president who didn't want to meet with us, I think we did pretty dang good for the American public.
That's House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Former President Trump is on the campaign trail in Iowa, while his Republican rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, is in New Hampshire. Neither has commented so far on what sources are telling ABC News that there's a tape of Trump admitting to holding on to classified documents after leaving office. New numbers on jobless claims from the Labor Department. They were up by about 2,000 last week from the week before. Also out today, a CDC report on births in the U.S. It indicates fewer babies were born last year than before the COVID-19 pandemic. This is ABC News. Some privacy problems at Amazon have cost the company $30 million. ABC's Andrea Fujii says that's how much the retailer is paying to settle several allegations.
With Ring, the FTC claims the company lacked basic security protections, allowing employees access to customers' videos and allowing hackers to gain access to more than 55,000 accounts. Amazon claims they never violated the law, saying, "Our devices and services are built to protect customers' privacy and to provide customers with control over their experience."
Amazon also is accused of illegally collecting and keeping data on children through Alexa devices. There's a worldwide boom in renewable energy. The International Energy Agency says new solar and wind installations this year will be more than 30% higher than last year. And the NBA is down to just two teams this year. The finals pit the Denver Nuggets against the Miami Heat. Game one is tonight. The Nuggets haven't played in more than a week after sweeping the Lakers. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mantner. Here's what you need to know. The U.S. Department of Justice is now involved in the land dispute in Vilas County between the town of Lac des Flambeaux and the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. The Department of Justice sued, saying the town's roads trespass on tribal land. The lawsuit seeking relief and damages for the tribe and affected landowners for the town's, quote, intentional and unauthorized use and occupancy of land that's part of the town's road system, unquote. The town says they're working with the tribal council to try and find a resolution. Five people ranging in age from 18 to 48 have been arrested in connection with an Amber Alert issued on Wednesday for one-year-old Kennedy Parker. Milwaukee police said a little girl was found safe. Charges will be referred to the DA's office. I'm Jane Mantner. This is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over
on
if you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Eight four four nine six seven twenty seven eighty nine. Our phone lines are open. Calvin, help me understand this, because I just don't. You know, why is it that the state of Wisconsin is one of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, only 10 states that does not have medical marijuana? Why in the world would you not offer medical marijuana to people who, and it's already been proven that medical marijuana doesn't have the side effects that a lot of medications do, and almost the entire country has legalized that except for Wisconsin. What is it about the people up in Madison that they're so, you know, well, what's a good word to say, man, the safe word to say, backwards, that they don't think it's okay for medical marijuana? And then let's go to the next step. So the state of Wisconsin, again, is one of only, 10 states or 20 states that does not allow legalized marijuana. All around us, Minnesota, Michigan, Illinois, you know, Iowa is the only state that surrounds Wisconsin that does not allow legalized marijuana. What the hell is it about the leadership on the state level? The amount of money that's being made, you want to choke off cities and not allow cities to have resources? For heaven's sakes, the credit rating for the city of Milwaukee has been downgraded because it doesn't have the resources. So it's going to cost more money for the city of Milwaukee to borrow money. They've gone from a A rating to a triple B rating because the lending institutions are saying, we don't know how the outcome of the resources coming from the state is going to be so we can cut that credit rating. When all you have to do is legalize marijuana. Is Minnesota crazy? Is Michigan crazy? Is Iowa crazy? Or is Wisconsin crazy? I got to believe, man, just to be honest with you, those other states, they're a lot more on the ball than the folk we have up in Madison. And it's not Democrats who have not wanted to legalize marijuana. It's Republicans. Well, I don't think we should allow marijuana use. It's a step up, and people are going to not just use marijuana. It's a gateway drug. A gateway drug. Well, what about alcohol? Well, that's legal, Earl. Okay. Hey, help me understand this, Calvin. Alcohol is legal.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand it. It seems like they're willfully ignoring what the people want when over 70% of Wisconsin, I think it might even be higher than that, when it went to referendum, want at least medical marijuana, if not more than that.
That's got to be up in the 90s.
Yeah.
Medical marijuana, that's a no-brainer. And we have people that are so backwards that we're going to be, you know, to be honest with you, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Texas, Idaho, yeah, places like that, man. And so here we are, tied into states like that that won't legalize, medical marijuana. That's asinine, man.
And then to your point about the economics of it, I just looked it up. Wisconsin residents paid $36 million in taxes in Illinois purchasing marijuana. So
$36 million.
Imagine all that tax revenue in Wisconsin.
And the fact that you could then, the cities would not be struggling the way they are. But we got some backwards people. And again, they're Republicans. People keep saying, Earl, you're always talking about the Republicans. Stop doing silly things. It is absolutely nobody, and the phone lines open at 844-967-2789. I'll give you however much time you want to try to explain how we should say no to marijuana, but yes to drinking all the alcohol you want to drink, and how that's good for you, and yes to cigarettes, but no to marijuana. Somebody explain to me how that makes any sense. You'll never win that debate with me, because that just makes no sense. And Calvin just talked about the amount of money. When are the people going to wake up? When are they going to wake up? I mean, it's ridiculous that after all of these years, we're still there, a laughing stock. For heaven's sakes, Michigan, Minnesota, Illinois, all have gotten off of that high horse that the state of Wisconsin is still on. And so when are we going to get there? Who are we protecting? Let's go to my good friend Jack from Merrimack. Hey, Jack, who are we protecting with this stupidity?
Well, certainly not those people who are guilty of drunk driving or who start bar fights. I've never seen a fight when people use marijuana excessively. My daughter, a stepdaughter, works in the industry in Boulder, Colorado. And she tells me that Colorado is now working on their second, not million, billion dollars in tax revenue from their rec and medical marijuana programs. But that's not the issue. My thought is that it's not a matter of money, unless, of course, you're taking money from an organization that really sounds like a conspiracy. They call themselves the Tavern League. My goodness.
Yes.
And I'm willing to bet that there is an undue amount of influence on our legislators to let's not have marijuana because it's going to interfere with our profits. That's my guess. Now, there is a solution to that. The distributors and those involved with alcohol in Nevada, I believe it is, I think she told me, they handle the distribution of the cannabis in that state. They already have an established network, and they get a fraction of the profits. So it's a win-win situation.
So
we could do that in this state.
So, Jack, then can you then maybe explain to me why not medical marijuana? Why would they be opposed to that?
That's another matter entirely. There are those, of course, who say that cannabis has no medical uses. I had a statistics instructor that said once, case histories are interesting, but they don't really statistically show anything. But here is my story. I have a condition in my back called scoliosis. And several years ago, it pinched a nerve to the point where I literally could not walk. When I finally, after taking a couple of hard drugs, shall we say,
right,
legally prescribed, got into the doctor's office, and he recommended about a month on opiates. And I said, wait a minute, let's see if we can do something else about this. My stepdaughter, probably illegally, because it went through, let's just say, a
right,
federal agency, sent to me
THC,
some edible. Well, yeah, it was a combination of THC and CBD.
Right.
And those two put together act synergistically. It started within probably 48 hours. The pain began to drop back. The inflammation went down. By probably 2 weeks, I was functioning pretty normally and continue to do so. And one of the good things about this is, of course, it's not addictive.
Right.
So if I have a bad day or I overwork myself and I'm an old guy, I mean, older than you by quite a bit, actually. But if I have a rough day, I might eat a small piece of an edible. And that'll relieve me any aches and pains, and I go to bed and I go to sleep very, very nice.
You know, Jack, all the more reason why it's nonsensical. Well, unless then the pharmaceutical companies that also are pushing against that. But
you think that's not the case?
But the other states have been able to overcome that, Jack.
Yeah, well,
right.
We have legislators in here who, yes, we have legislators in our government in Wisconsin who are so gerrymandered in place, and they've been there for, what is it now, 13 years, I think,
right,
that they have seen zero consequences for their actions. They're just certain that they're just going to keep on this trough and keep on eating. And they're not going to see any consequences at the voting booth. Hopefully, this so-called redistricting, gerrymandering, will go in front of the Supreme Court once again. And as two other federal courts said before it got to the Supreme Court of the United States, the two other federal courts said this is illegal.
Hey, Jack, man,
and,
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. DiscoverTheForest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Daytime highs approaching 87 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies, southeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 59 tonight, partly cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 87 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the low 80s to the mid 80s. Once again, highs reach 87 this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 83.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
Texas, that same number. You know, as citizens, we should demand that our elected officials on the state level, the Republicans, come off of this charade. It's almost like they're trying to protect somebody's virtue. I mean, what else is the rationale, man, that in 2023, we still got this backwards way of thinking? Again, it's not the Democrats. The Democrats, including the governor. Man, for heaven's sakes, Governor Evers thinks marijuana should be legalized. But we've got these backwards-thinking Republicans. Well, I don't think that we should allow that because it's going to lead to harder drugs. You think alcohol hasn't led to harder drugs? Is that what you really think? Because if that's what you think, man, you are as out of touch with the realities of the world than anybody could ever be. You think that people just drink alcohol? You think there are people who don't drink alcohol and smoke weed? Is that what you could possibly think? It just goes to show, man, you're so far out of touch with what is going on. And so I don't, again, because you're a Republican, you can't have common sense. This is common sense stuff. The money that's available, you know, that's there, that's leaving our state. And you don't see that? Let's go to the phone lines and Lynn from Oconomowoc. Hey, good morning to you, Lynn. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I'm well, Earl. But did you know that, well, Republicans control the legislature.
Right.
But who are Republicans controlled by? I would say Richard and Elizabeth Elines from Illinois.
Right.
The heirs to the Schlitz Brewing fortunes. And talk about the Tavern League, although I couldn't find any link between the Elines and the Tavern League online. Did you know that the Tavern League is a 501c3 nonprofit?
No,
where
I did not.
you can make tax deductible donations to a 501c3.
No, I did not. Listen, I did not know that. I can't even believe. So I run a 501c3. I created a 501c3, and never once looked for donations from people. But I certainly don't compare what we do with our 501c3 with the Tavern League. That makes no sense to me whatsoever that the Tavern League could be a 501c3. That's a contradiction.
Well, let me throw this at you. The NFL, I believe, is a 501.
Yeah.
And they want $2 million from Wisconsin. Interesting how that works.
Let me, Lynn, do you think that in 2023, marijuana, all the rest of it seems like the rest of the nation has decided that the time for living in the darkness is over and people should have a right? And that shouldn't be criminalized. Do you think that it makes sense that the state of Wisconsin should still be criminalizing marijuana?
I have been a proponent of supporting legalization of most drugs, including marijuana, for a long time, for years.
You know, to criminalize people when the rest of the nation is basically saying that's been backwards thinking and it's time for us to move forward. I mean, that's what Minnesota said. That's what Illinois said. That's what Michigan said. Enough of the backwards thinking. Let's move forward. Why can't we get the people on the state level of this nation, of this state, to do likewise? It's time to get beyond that backwards thinking. It's not because they're older people on the state level now. There are many younger people. I could understand 25 years ago there were a bunch of old people like me who were in the legislature, but now it's younger people. I don't understand why they don't understand that.
Republicans and their donors. I Googled it and Reddit came up. The first response was Republicans. And behind the Republicans are the Elines and Diane, and I'm forgetting.
Okay, but even if that's the case, why would they be opposed to medical marijuana? Hey, Lynn, we got to go to break. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. Paul, we'll be right there.
Lover, today, won't you find 100 ways, yeah.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. It's up to the Senate now. House lawmakers voted last night to suspend the debt into 2025. The deal would allow the government to keep borrowing to pay for things like Social Security and military salaries.
Is it everything I wanted? No. But sitting with one House, with a Democratic Senate, and a Democratic president who didn't want to meet with us,
I think we did pretty dang good for the American public.
That's House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Former President Trump is on the campaign trail in Iowa, while his Republican rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, is in New Hampshire. Neither has commented so far on what sources are telling ABC News that there's a tape of Trump admitting to holding on to classified documents after leaving office. New numbers on jobless claims from the Labor Department. They were up by about 2,000 last week from the week before. Also out today, a CDC report on births in the U.S. It indicates fewer babies were born last year than before the COVID-19 pandemic. This is ABC News.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens. And I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Most of Wisconsin's Republicans in Congress voted for the new debt ceiling deal, while the state's two Democrats voted against it. Tom Tiffany was the only Republican to vote against the deal. He says it doesn't cut enough spending. Wisconsin's two Democrats object to welfare-to-work requirements. The deal now heads to the U.S. Senate. Wisconsin's biggest business group is threatening to sue in order to block stricter limits on surface water pollution. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says the cost of the proposed regulations go beyond what's allowed under state law. Christy Minahan of the DNR tells WisPolitics the agency will likely make some changes before sending a final version to the Natural Resources Board for approval in September. In sports, the Brewers beat Toronto last night 4-2. The rubber match is this afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Gentle with the nail trimmers. You mustn't nip the quick.
Short-staffed, Marco needs to fetch some help now.
The poodle has to look like a bear. Scruffy to fluffy.
He needs a groomer that will be the bark of the town.
Please hold. Has anyone groomed a chinchilla before?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, Texas, that same number. You know, just asking the question, when is the time going to ever be right for the backwards-leaning folk in the state of Wisconsin who think that they are somehow doing the righteous thing by preventing, medical marijuana or even legalizing marijuana sales themselves. Lynn, you were saying before we went to break?
We were talking about medical marijuana. And if you back up the chain a bit, I probably would assume that the big Republican donors are heavily invested in pharmaceutical firms.
Listen, I don't disagree with you, but that would also be the case in Minnesota, in Illinois, and in Michigan, but somehow they were able to overcome that. Why not in Wisconsin?
They've had a push, I believe. Michigan state legislature is now heavily Democratic.
Yes, that's true.
And Minnesota also has trended Democratic, where our state is heavily gerrymandered to the Republicans.
Hey, Lynn.
By the Republicans.
Hey, Lynn, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Let's go to Paul from Waukesha. Hey, good morning, Paul. How are you? Thank you very much. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. How are you?
All right.
I'm doing fine.
Should we legalize marijuana in this state?
100% yes. Legalize it. Not just medical marijuana. That's a start, but I don't know what Wisconsin is thinking.
Paul, it's the Republicans in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I know that.
I know.
And I'm a conservative person.
I know.
Not a Republican.
Oh, okay, I know.
I'm a conservative person.
So, but what are they thinking, man?
I don't know. Look at the numbers coming out of Illinois and Michigan. Look at all the tax money.
Yeah,
I see it in the paper all the time on how many Wisconsin people are traveling to Michigan. And Illinois, I would recommend traveling to Michigan because it's a lot cheaper. Like, Illinois is twice as much as Michigan.
Yeah, but you know what? We shouldn't even have to do that.
No.
Right? I mean, come on, man.
This is 5-10 years overdue.
Yes. It's a no-brainer.
It is a no-brainer. I have a lot of conservative friends who like to smoke a little bit of grass. You know, there's nothing wrong with it.
No, there is.
The worst thing that has ever happened to me has not happened while I was smoking grass. It was probably, you know, you get a lot of good ideas after drinking a quart of booze and a 12-pack.
But yeah, man, I just think it's the time has long since passed. And the fact that Minnesota has come on board and they finally buried the hatchet in the state of Wisconsin needs to do likewise, because it just doesn't make any sense anymore.
No, if they were to take a vote,
they've already done that, and they know 70% or more of the people want it. Yes,
it's like 70% of the population of Wisconsin favors legalization of marijuana.
Well, and decriminalization.
Yeah, get rid of all that stuff. Anybody who was charged with that years ago. I don't know how you go about doing that. I'm not a lawyer.
Hey, Paul, man, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Thank you as always. You know, hey, I'm going to ask you this, Calvin. You ever been on one of these little scooters that they have around?
I have not. They showed up on my campus at UW-Whitewater my last 2 years, and I saw people riding them around, but I never got
on one. So a campus is probably a little bit safer than doing that in cities, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. People would take them downtown, though. Granted, Whitewater is a small town.
And so here's two 15-year-old boys hospitalized in serious condition in the city of Milwaukee Tuesday because they were riding the scooters and ran the red light. Is there an age limit that you have to be to get on the scooter? It must be. I don't know how they can manage it, huh?
Yeah, I'm not sure, because how they work is you get an app on your phone and then you go up next to the scooter and you pay for it or whatever.
Yeah, and so it doesn't ask you how old you are, probably.
It may in the app. Like I said, I've never used one, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay. So my point is, I watch people, man. The other day there was some lunatic who was on the expressway. That's true, man. With a scooter. He was on the expressway with a scooter. And I don't know. Maybe they must be fun, right? But I could only imagine, because you're not supposed to ride them on the sidewalks. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, that makes sense. You're probably supposed to ride them in the bike lane.
Yeah, okay. But who in their right mind, I ride my bike from time to time. And, I'm not supposed to ride them on the sidewalk, but I live in the city. So when I'm riding my bike, I'm riding my bike on the sidewalk. And so people said, man, why are you riding your bike on the sidewalk? I said, if you think I'm going to ride the bike in the bike lane with people driving as crazy as they drive and turn my back to oncoming traffic, you got to be crazy. So the fact that these things and people are comfortable enough or maybe high enough, hey man, or drunk enough that they can get on them. And I know the younger you are, maybe the more susceptible you are to just doing things at a whim than old goats like me. But, there are more and more of these things all over the city. I'm surprised that there are not more people being injured by riding these things, because some of them look to be pretty quick, right? Have you noticed?
Some of them are. I'm not sure how fast. I can't think that they go faster than like 15 miles an hour.
Yeah, but 15 miles an hour
is pretty quick for sure. Yeah, without a helmet.
Yeah, without a helmet, and you fall off it, then certainly you can sustain some injuries. But these two young boys struck by a car. And in pretty bad shape after it, but it wasn't the driver's fault. These young kids ran the red light. So I'm wondering if the people who own these, and it seems like a huge risk, right? That if you own these scooters, but clearly they must be absolved of all liability. There can't be a way that the owners of these scooters have any liability at all when it comes to injuries. Otherwise, they couldn't do it. How could they possibly do it when people aren't wearing helmets, when they're all over the place, and there's no way in 2023 that I would think that any company could survive with having these scooters all over the country and injuries, with them being responsible for the injury. So I gotta figure that they aren't responsible for any injuries on it. You must ride it at your own risk. That has to be what it is.
Yeah, I would figure when you sign up through their app or whatever that you used to pay for it, that it has some sort of like waiver information.
Yeah, and I haven't seen, yet, Calvin? I haven't seen a guy my age on the scooter, right? I have yet to see one, but I'm sure there's probably somebody in the audience that's been on a scooter. Maybe CJ.
Yeah. We'll have to ask Sandy tomorrow. Maybe Sandy drives him around.
No, man. Certainly not Sandy. That's something else. Anyway, let's go here, because I wanted to talk about this too. The new work requirements that are a part of this debt ceiling situation. What are people expecting to get out of forcing people 50 years old? Listen to this. Current rules for SNAP benefits, which used to be called food stamps, require that adults up to age 49 work or participate in a training program for at least 80 hours a month. Calvin, 80 hours a month. Isn't that this? So let me cipher. 80 hours a month. That's 2 weeks out of a 4 week month. 50% of the month you have to be working in order to get food stamps. If the DLS passed, work requirements would apply to a new group of adults without dependents between 50 and 52. Starting in October, and adults as old as 54 next fall. Now, many of those people are already working as crossing guards and other things, but they have to meet the 80-hour requirement for work. They're in their 50s. Come on, man. To get food stamps. What are we thinking about, Republicans, again? What are we trying to prove? So you're able to force people in their 50s, you know, who probably already work a job like a crossing guard. Now they got to go find a second one just for food stamps. Man. And all of this because of raising the debt ceiling? I don't get it. You know, people tell me you're always beating up on Republicans. Man, this is their idea. This is their idea. What do you get out of that? Well, what we're doing is we're going to teach people that working is the right way. And by working, they can get themselves out of the situation that they are in. Get them out of the situation that they're in. Listen, man. You're 54 years old and you're working a part-time job and you're receiving some food stamps and now we're going to make you work 80 hours a month for those food stamps. What are you really proving? Do we have to pile it on the oldest and sickest amongst us? To make us feel better? Because that charging and making these people work to get those food stamps is not going to change the amount of money, Calvin, that our government owes, the debt. Do you think any of that's going to change by making these older people work to get food stamps? Is that going to change our debt in this nation? The answer is absolutely not. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What say you? Julie, I see you. We'll come to you on the other side. 844-967-2789. Older Americans on SNAP would face new work requirements. That's part of this agreement. We'll be right back.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that.
Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Great to listen to while having a Liney's and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media. And don't forget the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Daytime highs approaching 87 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies, southeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 59, tonight partly cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 87 tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the low 80s to the mid 80s. Once again, highs reach 87 this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 83.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, part of this debt ceiling deal that the Republicans proposed and demanded, you know, to be a part of the deal was that people who receive SNAP benefits, and that's the old food stamp benefit, would have to increase the amount of hours that they worked. And so people 50 to 52 starting in October, and adults as old as 54 beginning next fall are going to have to work 80 hours a month in order to receive their food stamps. And I'm saying that's absolutely ridiculous. The fact that these elected officials want to focus on something as small as that having those people work is not going to impact the debt that this nation owes one iota. And that's low-hanging fruit, and to hold up the debt limit for that says a lot about the people who made that decision. Let's go to the phone lines, and Julie from Franklin. Hey, good morning to you, Julie. How are you? Thank you very much. You say
hi,
what?
Girl. Happy Thursday.
Yes, it's only happier if it's Friday.
I think say 80 hours a month. I think it's 20 hours a week, right? So it's part-time.
Yes. Yeah, but some of them are already working part-time. Some of them are already working part-time jobs.
Well, like what is part? I don't even know. How do you define part-time?
Well, if you're not...
How many hours is part-time?
Well, you know, 20 hours a week is part-time, you know. Anything, I would say 20 hours a week is part-time.
Yeah, and so I think that's what they're asking for.
No. They're asking, they're asking for that, right, 80 hours a month.
So I don't think that's, I mean... When you say 80 hours a week and then you said 2 weeks of the month, it's 20 hours a week. So 4 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Yeah. And I'm asking you.
In the scheme of things, no, it's not going to affect the amount of money. Is it going to affect the debt ceiling, all that? But I think there's a problem. 57% of the population does not pay. They pay $0 in taxes. 57% now. That's a problem.
Well, I, Julie, I would say a problem is multi-billionaires don't pay their fair share of taxes. And so why?
I agree. There's a problem.
I know, but why are we not focusing on the multi-billionaires paying their fair share? We're looking at the people on the lowest strata who are barely making it.
I have a looked into it that much. I don't know how much they've raised taxes on multi-billionaires, but
they haven't.
Once again, the percentage of those people is
Julie,
so
they haven't. You say what?
The percentage of the multi-billionaires is so small. I think we talk, like, wouldn't it help if you just, I'm not saying you have to pay 25% taxes if you're, you know, like, not making, if you only make $30,000 a year or less, but why not $100? And if we got $100 for each family that is, you know, not paying, they're paying zero now, that kind of, like, it's almost like insurance.
So,
you know, you have to have healthy people on insurance paying the premiums and never really using it in order for it to work.
So, Julie.
Like car insurance.
So, Julie, I like to always, in situations like this, go to the people called the Patriotic Millionaires. And they wrote a book called Tax the Rich. They're talking about themselves. They're rich. How lies, loopholes, and lobbyists make the rich even richer. This is by rich people who say that the system is rigged for the wealthy not to pay their fair share in taxes.
Yeah, that's both parties. We can look at the Clintons.
Yeah, I know. I'm not talking about parties. I'm talking about the rich period. So instead of focusing on them, why are we focusing on the poor people at the bottom of the stratus and making them go to work at 50 some odd years old? When if we made the rich pay their fair share, and the reason that there's this argument about we don't want the IRS to have more agents, the people who are pushing that are Republicans. We don't want them to have, because they're going to come after the average people. No, they're not. They're coming after the multi-billionaires who don't pay their fair share. I just think it makes more sense to go after the people who are making all the money and being able to walk free of not paying any taxes than to make some poor person who's in their 50s, you know, by giving them a few crumbs of food stamps that we'll maybe work and make them go to work and punish them, and they're just trying to eat.
Yeah, it's not like I'm telling you, every level of income, like every level of human being in this country, level of your wealth, it is, other than like we said, the extremes are just getting hammered. And I'll tell you, I'll give you an example of my parents. My dad worked until he was 70 years old, saved money.
Hey, you're talking about me. I'll soon be 70 years old. I'm still working.
Okay. So when in their 80s, when my parents unfortunately had to be in a skilled nursing facility, have to pay for their nursing facility private pay because they have savings.
Right, right.
It was $9,000 a month.
I wish we had more time, Julie. Julie, I wish we had more time. We've got to go. We'll continue the conversation tomorrow, I promise you. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Calvin. Enjoy that 85-degree weather, because I certainly will. See you later.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy.